This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, March 2, Anointed with Joy. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 45. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your side, you mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously. In the cause of truth, humility, and justice, let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia. From palaces adorned with ivory, the music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the loyal bride and gold of Ophir. Listen, daughter, and pay careful attention. Forget your people and your father's house. Let the king be enthralled by your beauty. Honor him, for he is your lord. The city of Tyre will come with a gift. People of wealth will seek your favor. All glorious is the princess within her chamber. Her gown is interwoven with gold. In embroidered garments she is led to the king. Her virgin companions follow her, those brought to be with her. Led in with joy and gladness, they enter the palace of the king. Your sons will take the place of your fathers. You will make them princes through the land. I will perpetuate your memory through all generations. Therefore the nations will praise you forever and ever. This psalm has been called a king's wedding song. It brims with royal pageantry and wedding imagery. The bridegroom here is a king of God's people, preparing to marry the one he loves. This psalm was probably used at many royal weddings in ancient Israel. Later, in Israel's history, this psalm came to be seen as a picture of the promised Messiah king, who would come to deliver and unite with God's people. And in the New Testament, God's people recognize Jesus as the Messiah Savior and see the church as his bride, based on teachings about a wedding feast in the kingdom of heaven. The psalmist talks about being anointed with the oil of joy. The joy we have in Christ as our Savior can be with us always, and yet we're often distracted by worries and troubles in this world, forgetting the amazing blessings and potential we have as Christ's anointed ones. Weddings are joyous events, so even as we deal realistically with the struggles of this world, just as Jesus does, we can look forward to the full life with Him in the kingdom of God, and we can share that good news with others, so that they too can have this joy, now and forever. With whom can you share the joy of full life today? Pray with me. Lord Jesus, we long for joy-filled life forever with you. Thank you for anointing us with joy. Guide us to share it with others, for your sake. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.